This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
All right. So Red Bull Crash Dice went on the weekend. If you went down and enjoyed it, hopefully, you got a lot out of the 0.3 seconds that you could actually see people race, depending on where you were standing.
Right.
Cool event. Awesome for the city. Really tough to watch.
Like it's one of those events where it would be a lot easier if I were watching it on TV. But I also enjoyed being there in the atmosphere.
Well, what I ended up doing was watching what I could and then turning and watching the TV whenever I couldn't see anymore and then go back to the race, like in person. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it just was a lot of transitioning my eyes.
I was over at the buffet area eating all of the chicken and waffles.
Yes, you were.
It was a good night.
Yeah. So Scott Croxall, I believe is his name, was the winner. Him and his brother were both in the finals. And I think they kind of teamed up to make sure that one of them won.
That's smart.
That's what I'm hearing. So they were like rubbing out the other guys.
Please don't word it like that.
Well, like, okay.
Taylor Swift's new music video has arrived. The song is called Delicate. And she is full on dancing throughout it. And it's something.
Yeah.
Taylor, you don't have to be a triple threat. You can just be a singer and an actor. Oh, well, activist. You are a triple threat. You don't need to dance.
She's an actress?
Well, she can act,
can
I think.
She? In what?
She was in that Valentine's Day movie with, like, the Jonas Brothers or whatever.
Oh, sounds like a real blockbuster, yeah.
It was, I think. I think it did pretty good. No? I mean, I didn't see it.
Right. If you're putting question marks in the end of your statements, we know you don't know, hey?
Like, I can't dance either, but I can. I have accepted that.
Until you have about 9 shots, and then you forget that little fact. Start looking like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah, every time.
Full-blown soup addiction lately.
Yeah, it's a problem. Like, a good problem.
I just don't know. Is it, like, a healthy problem? I know it's better than a fast food addiction or a fried chicken addiction. It depends on what kind of soup, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a lot of sodium.
Yeah. When I lived in Poland, the soup was amazing. And every day at 3:30-ish, we'd have a huge bowl of soup.
Wow.
And then dinner afterwards. And it would be, like, smaller portions for dinner because you'd have this big soup to start. And I just fell in love with soup then.
The thing about soup is you're... Until you have an addiction like we do right now, you don't really think to order it. But when you're eating it, you're like, I should order soup more.
Right. Now it's just nonstop.
Yes, like, every day.
Yesterday, we almost ordered soup twice. We got some curry chicken from Doan's and then almost went after like a beef saute from a faux place. That would have been 4 skip the dishes bowls of soup ordered in a 12-hour span.
When we were at Red Bull Crashed Ice all night, I kept talking about how excited I was to order soup the next day when I was hungover. Like, I was not living in the moment whatsoever.
No, you're more excited about being hungover because of soup. That's why I think it's time for a supervention. We're talking about your latest addiction, something that, you know, just kind of hit you out of nowhere, as both Lisa and I are addicted to soup lately.
It's so good. I appreciate all the people texting in, suggesting different soups around the city, because heck yeah, we're going to check them out.
Yeah, this one text to 780-107 says, have you ever had Hotspot at Chinese Hotspot on Calgary Trail near Weber Motors? It's unreal, okay? When does it open?
Yeah.
You need to eat the ramen from Prairie Noodle Shop. Okay, when does it open? Like, keep those coming in. If you're going to text us anything ever, suggesting your favorite soup in the city, important to us.
Well, we also got a text saying the broccoli and cheddar soup from Moxie's, and I've gotten that several times, and it is a dream. You got to add some pepper to it, and then you're good to go.
The thing with me is I'm lactose intolerant, so some of the cream-based soups I can't do, or... I do-do, and then I do-do.
Ah, do-do.
780-107, what is your latest addiction? We got this text. I've been really into coffee lately, black coffee specifically, drinking 10 to 15 cups a day. That's too much.
Jordan. That's Jordan. He says he's from St. Albert. Shout out. Love ya.
That's a lot of coffee.
That is a lot of coffee. I even responded being like, how many times do you pee? I know this is a really weird personal question, but one large coffee, and I have to pee like 6 times.
You should just finish it the first time you go pee instead of... Chris hit us up and said that game that he's playing, Dead by Daylight...
What's that?
...for the PlayStation 4 is his addiction. It's just a killing game. He said he can't wait to get home and do some more killing.
I need to get back into video games because every single day after school in grade 8, I couldn't get home fast enough to play Tony Hawk Pro Skater and Spyro Ripto's Rage. Like, those were my addictions, and I miss that.
The thing is... You talk about wanting to get into video games, but as soon as anybody else is playing, I've never met somebody that complains about it so much.
That's because no one's paying attention to me.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are playing vids? Oh, lame. What are you, 15? Today's words of wisdom come to us from @RobFee on Twitter. Daylight savings started back in 1964. When Jerry Daylight Savings was an hour late for work and convinced his boss all the clocks were wrong. What's the plural of a booster juice?
Booster jice.
Booster juicers, I think is.
Boosty juicy.
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Hot 107. Trending this hour.
It was daylight saving time yesterday. And everybody, dealing with that. I don't know why we're still doing this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy that it happens on a, like, midnight Saturday because a lot of us are giving her. Yeah. We don't really notice.
Well, and then you feel less guilty because when you leave a party at 10 p.m., you can actually say, well, it's like 11.
Right. Plus, you have one less hour of a shame over the next day.
I wish that they do it Friday at 4 p.m., though. Like, think of how hyped people would be if all of a sudden, like, dang, work day's done.
Oh, that's a valid point.
Hey?
Plus, it's kind of confusing. Like, if you work in the bar.
Yeah.
So, does that mean you have to work an extra hour?
No, I think at 2, wait, it just becomes 3.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
So, yeah.
Like, but do you get to close an hour earlier then?
No. No, that's why they do it at 2, is so that it doesn't hit bars too hard.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I know you are.
Taylor Swift's new music video is out for her song Delicate. She dances in it throughout the whole time. She's pretty much Christopher Walken in that one music video.
I don't know what she's doing.
That Boy Slim, that's the song.
It's really hard to like her in the music video.
Youth made a pretty bold statement.
I don't know if this is going to sound mean, but yeah. Tall girls can't dance.
Have you watched the Nutcracker? They're all tall.
Okay, they look tall because they're all short. And you're like, is that girl tall? Oh, it must be because that girl looks tall. No, they're lanky. They're like short, but they're
tall.
No, they're not short, but they're tall. They're short and thin. It makes them look stretched out, but they're still fairly short.
They have really good posture.
Really tall girls can't dance.
No, I think it's just Taylor Swift, honestly.
Come down here and prove me wrong. If you want to have a dance-off, I'm down.
Ryder in the morning.
But yeah, right now, obviously yesterday, we lost an hour.
You know what? We need to be optimistic about it. One less hour of the Sunday scaries. We all know what that's like. It's around 8 p.m. when you start feeling really depressed.
And you're like, wow, what am I doing with my life? I watched 9 movies today. No, I get that. And also another thing that you can be optimistic about when it comes to losing an hour is you have an excuse if you're late for work.
Exactly.
Like, even if you don't actually work there. What?
Danny's Bubble, Sylvia speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, not very good. You?
I'm okay.
Okay. It's Gary. I forgot to set my clock ahead and I'm going to be late.
Sorry, Gary?
Yeah. I forgot, like I said, I forgot to switch my clock, so I slept in. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Are you in the kitchen or dish pit?
Yeah, a bit of both.
A little bit, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let them know, okay?
Yeah. Do you need me to hustle in? Or, like, should I just come and not shower? Or can I take my time? Maybe ask. Do you want to just ask whoever is managing? Thanks.
I'll be right back.
All right, just waiting here a minute.
Poor thing. They're probably like, who? What?
Yeah.
Looking through the files, looking at the schedule.
There's an argument happening right now for sure in the background.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. What did you say your name is?
It's Gary. I slept in. I forgot to put my clock ahead.
Okay, so this is Denny's that you called.
Yeah.
Who hired you?
I think his name was Dale.
Dale? There isn't a Dale working here.
Well, I forget his name. I'm not very good with details.
Hot 107.
Quit looking.
What?
I printed off my T4. Quit looking. Quit it.
Not a lot of zeros on there. Nothing to see here, folks. It's 7:27. Thank you for checking out the show. The 2018 has presented itself with an issue, and 2017, I guess, as well.
But okay.
It's called the Barstool Effect, and I've just named it recently.
And we're talking about Barstool Sports?
Yeah, like the Instagram account. Here's the thing. I love that account. It's like my favorite, but it is giving ideas, planting ideas, and giving validation to douchebags to be their douchiest. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
Like,
you think like they're trying too hard now in the videos? Okay.
Yeah. Like, for a while there, they were posting videos of guys driving golf carts into their friends, like hitting them and running them over. And they just entirely stopped that. And I think it's probably because they may have been sued by somebody that actually got really hurt. And while I'm watching them, I'm like, if somebody hit me with a golf cart when I'm out, like, having a nice round of golf, I would have serious beef with them. Like, we couldn't be friends anymore.
But would you get over it if it went viral?
No. Like, don't hit me with a golf cart, please.
Exactly.
So this is the Barstool Effect I'm talking about, and I came across a story that explains it perfectly. A woman was injured in a bar. She was there with her mom and her friend, and this drunk guy was hanging around them. They didn't really want to deal with him anymore. He tried to make out with one of them. And sounds like it was fairly awkward, but he wouldn't leave them alone. And then eventually he decided to try to do a backflip from the top of the booth that they were sitting onto their table and got his buddy to record it and ended up backflipping into the girl who had to eventually go to the hospital.
And then this was posted on Barstool?
No, but you know that's what he was trying to accomplish by backflipping onto a table of women that weren't interested in dealing with them anymore. Like, men, as far back as I can remember, when they drink, they get a little dumb at times. They try to do stuff to impress their friends. But now that there's this new level of celebrity attached with getting on an app like Barstool, every Chad and Brad out there is trying to get on Barstool and going like next level when they drink for the cameras, you know?
The odds of them actually making it onto Barstool, quite slim.
Very slim.
So.
Yeah, so don't do that. Like, if you're like, man, might I hurt one of these ladies who are just out for a drink and are kind of annoyed with me? The answer is yes, then don't try to make it onto Barstool.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you watch some of the videos that go viral these days, and it's like, there's no way that someone would have been just randomly filming that.
No,
that was planned.
Right, this person's trying to get, like, jumping off houses into pools, things like that. That, like, I know a lot of dumb drunks have done this forever, but it's happening more now, and I'm calling it the Barstool Effect.
Okay.
Because guys are trying to get internet famous.
But you gotta admit, like, some of those videos of girls when they're drunk dancing and they fall off the tables is pretty...
the best.
There's a new Netflix show, and I don't know if it's in Canada, but it's called Nailed It, and it's amateur bakers who have to try and remake Pinterest-esque cakes and stuff.
We've all been there.
I think that would be a really entertaining show. So if it is in Canada, I don't know if it is.
Remember the buffalo chicken loaf you tried to make?
Dude, that was sick. That was like a salt lick.
It was the worst thing I've ever eaten. And I love buffalo chicken and bread. Like, just the worst.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed.
Never forget.
Yeah. We got a app hit here from Caitlin. She had her son, Silas, had a grade 2 project talking about people that they'd want to meet, what celebrity they'd want to meet. And hers... the one she posted, so Silas's, I suppose, says, "Dear Mom and Dad, if I could meet a famous person, I would meet Ryder and Lisa. Ryder and Lisa is famous. Their name is Hot 107. I would want us to make jokes. It would be fun to text into the station. If I could ask Ryder and Lisa a question, I would ask them, could I work with them? What do you like about Hot 107? Love, Silas. Awesome.
Great questions.
Well, yes, you can work with us. Tell your mom, Caitlin, to bring you in some morning.
Yeah, you can co-host the show.
I'm not paying you, though, Silas.
I'll nap.
Lisa can nap. Yeah, you can actually take her, what she's making. Like, her wage for the day will go to Silas.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave my T4 right here for you to check it out.
Okay.
There you go.
You might make more selling golf balls.
Used one.
And then the second one, what do you like about Hot 107?
I personally like the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there's a line that we cross every once in a while, but it just feels good to be able to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm appreciated for. So that's what I love about working at this station. You, Ryder?
Well, I kind of run the show around here. That's probably my favorite part. I walk around in the hallways and people are like, oh my God, Ryder, great show today.
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
Wow, Ryder, you are killing it today. You're so hilarious. So that's probably my favorite.
Huh.
Thanks for the message, Silas.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
You're going to get to meet us, so that's a pretty good choice for celebrities. But like, you know, McDavid is a thing, right? This story is ridiculous out of the States. January Netherland is her name, was sentenced on Friday after pleading guilty to abandoning young children to go tanning and do some CrossFit. So she was running a day home or daycare, and she told parents not to drop off or pick up their kids between 11 and 2, and it turns out that she was skipping out between then and just letting the kids do, like, Lord of the Flies, like, run their own show, and then she'd come back. So she was given 21 years in prison for this.
Good.
She was also the one that was giving the melatonin...
Oh, the gummy bears.
The gummy bears to sleep. Like, which is, you can't drug kids. That's illegal, for sure. Anyway, January, sentenced to 21 years and 4 months in prison. This is not her month.
Good one.
Thanks.
Ryder in the Morning.
On Hot 107.
While we're just having the best time ever in here, I was surprised to read that most people won't smile until 11:15 in the morning because of the time change.
Let's change that.
Yeah. So tell us something that'll make us smile. Whether
I got one.
It's a joke or maybe it's just a happy memory, something big that's happening to you, an impression of some sort. Just give us a reason to smile and we will share it with the world.
Have you heard of the corduroy pillow? It's making headlines. All right, who smiled?
Yeah, that's a great start. A joke I've heard you tell 45 times. Hello!
Hey.
Most people don't smile until 11:15. Lisa's on that list today. But we're asking you for something, anything, that's going to make everyone smile. So get at us.
Wow, listen to this text, Ryder. As of today, I've quit smoking for 6 months and 11 days. Thanks again to you, Ryder, for being a big part of the push I needed to finally quit. Once and for all.
Holla.
That is amazing.
April 20th, I believe, or that weekend, April 21st or something, was when I quit.
So it's almost a year.
Yeah, it's been good. It's odd to think of how much I used to smoke, and it grosses me the hell out.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's just, when you think of if I piled all the cigarettes I would have had over the last almost year in a pile, like, that would be
foul.
Absurd.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You think about, like, let's say you lit that many cigarettes in a car, the damage it would do to a car, and yet your lungs are so much smaller. Anyway, so try it. You can quit. I believe in you. Just like our texter.
We got this text in to make us smile. The Edmonton Bandits ringette team got fifth place in Alberta Provincial. So proud of the 10-year-old girls.
Nice.
Nice Woo. Job.
I always wanted to play ringette growing up.
My girlfriends played ringette, and they were all so much more fit and cool than
just
me.
Just, like, seemed like you could do so much.
Yeah.
Like, cool tricks and stuff. We've got Harley, the intern, in the house. You have something that you'd like to contribute?
Yeah, I have an impression of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Well, just like most of their songs, anyway.
Okay.
California.
That's it.
That's it.
Is that a joke? Oh, that was real?
Well, that was good.
That was really good, Harley.
Well, I made one of you smile anyway.
You always make us smile.
Oh. Can you do it again?
California.
Hot 107.
Whoa, I know you like dogs more than cats, like a lot more.
Yeah.
But check this story out.
A cat is being credited with saving two people from this house fire in McKeesport. The fire happened along Lamont Street. Firefighters tell us two people were sleeping when their cat ran into the bedroom to wake them up. Everyone did get out safely. The fire started in the attic, and the fire marshal is now investigating.
Wow, but you know what? That cat is wanting to escape for selfish reasons. Probably couldn't get out the door and needed the
humans
to
let him out. It doesn't matter. Still saved its owner's lives.
Fine.
This is why I need to get an animal that's more powerful than a goldfish. So what would it do?
Nothing.
Just like...
have a nap.
Be bored. Look at me like I'm...
swim in circles.
Keeping it in containment. You've done this to me. Every time I look at my fish, I'm like, wow, this thing hates me. But anyway, it means I should probably get a cat. Just in case my house lights on fire. It's an older house.
But I'm one of your roommates and I'm allergic.
It doesn't matter. I'll know which room I can put it in.
Not mine?
Yeah, yours, because you'll move out. The cat's in. Because you wouldn't come and wake me up.
Yes, I would.
The house is on fire?
Ryder, if you had a cat and someone broke in and tried to murder you or was doing so, your cat would yawn and go back to sleep. It would move where the sun is shining.
Sounds like you're talking about yourself.
No.
I trust a cat more than you.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.